I'm inside the mansion at Bletchley Park. It's the Heroines of Computing Day in association with TNMOC, the National Museum of Computing, and Google. And you never know who you're going to bump into. I was just asked for directions from a young lady who I believe worked in this very park during the war. Can you tell me what your name is and what you did here?
My name's Margaret Bullen, and well, it was Bolton in those days. I was only 18 when I came here in 1942, and I wasn't a brilliant person as regards code breaking, but I wired and made Colossus, did the wiring on Colossus, which was, I'd no idea what I was doing, because nobody talked about it then, but since... you know, it's all become more public. I'm very proud.
How long did it take for you to actually realise your job and how important it was?
Well, it wasn't until, I think, about so many years ago, I forget how many years, and they released the news about what went on at Bletchley. And I realised, when I came round, 3 years ago, my son-in-law brought me round and I saw Colossus and I said, that's what I used to work on. And you see, we didn't talk about it.
You didn't even know it was called Colossus until you came round here. It's amazing.
Oh, dear.
What kind of team were you working with? What kind of people?
There were five of us, five girls. There were three girls and two men who were... I mean, I'm now 88, so everybody else, I think, would be dead, unfortunately. They'd all dropped off the perch. But there were two young men who obviously were very brilliant and weren't a reserved occupation. And the three girls, and two girls and I, did the wiring. And as I say, I mean, we never talked about it. It was quite extraordinary looking back. And it never occurred to us to talk about it because we signed the Official Secrets Act. And that was it.
What's it like being back? Do you come back here often?
No, this is the second time only and since I left. I mean, 1945, when the war was over, we were told to go home, and they broke up all the Colossus. Lots of them were put down, mine shafts and so on. I think there were only two left, which eventually they revived, you know, But it's quite emotional, really.
How do you feel about today, then, the remembering of people, women in particular, who worked with computers throughout the ages?
I think it's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, I think it's because our fingers were small that we did this wiring business. Men's hands were bigger. But, I'm very impressed at the number of people here.
It is quite amazing, isn't it? I mean, all walks of life and all ages.
Yes, I think so. Well, I think we realise that what's owed to the computer age, really, when you think of Enigma and the breaking of the code and Germans and... Yes.
Yeah. And how do you feel about being a heroine, even though you didn't realise you were one?
Oh, I'm not a heroine.
Humble.
End of conversation.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, I don't know. Shall I ever hear it?
I'll send you a link to where this goes online. Thank you very much.
Well, you don't know where to send it.
I do. I'll get your email address. We've got all the technology.
Oh.